Mahmoud's Diary, July 8, 1912, New York. After his prayers, Abdu'l-Bahá called to him one by one the friends, old and new, who had assembled at his house. Each had a particular request or question. They came into his presence and each had a portion of this bounty. Mr. Hoare's family was invited to dine at Abdu'l-Bahá's home. As it was very warm and because of his heavy schedule, the master did not get any rest until the afternoon, when he went for a walk in a park adjacent to his house. He walks in the park situated on the bank of the river every day. Mr. Moxie described Abdu'l-Bahá's walks in that park in a beautiful poem. Several friends came to see the master in the afternoon. The name of Mr. Barakatullah of India was mentioned. Abdu'l-Bahá said, "This man calls the teachings of the Blessed Cause and publishes them in the name of Islam in the elusive hope of building an imaginary castle and of deriving some profit by deceiving the Muslims. But in the long run, he will see nothing but manifest loss." At the public meeting this evening, Abdu'l-Bahá's talk was on the dual nature of man. He said, "There are two natures in man. The realization of human virtues and perfections depends on the ascendancy of the spiritual over the animal nature in him."